Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the podcasters, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We've got the college football playoffs set to kick off. We've got the NFL playoffs set to kick off as well. Trae Young has been dealt from the Atlanta Hawks to the Washington Wizards. McDaniel gets fired in Miami in a late Black Monday, I guess what we call it a Thursday throwdown, actually, as McDaniel gets thrown down and shown the door in Miami. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of speculation going on right now, obviously, as things are moving pretty quickly, despite the fact that the it's pretty crazy because, you know, the wild card weekend hasn't even started yet. But there's so much speculation right now in the National Football League about, like, the domino effect. What's going to happen next now that McDaniel is out in Miami? Does this did they fire McDaniel, like, because they weren't going to fire McDaniel, right? So, like, McDaniel didn't get fired. Word was, no, they blame Tua. They, you know, they blame the GM more for the roster, more so than the coach. That the owner likes the coach, the players like the coach, and football people, like, that they speak to, actually, like, say McDaniel actually is a really good coach. You know what? He's a weird dude, and he doesn't do good press conferences and stuff like that. But from a football perspective, they weren't blaming him, so they didn't fire him. But then Harbaugh gets fired, and then I have to wonder, okay, did Miami just fire Harbaugh? Did Miami fire McDaniel knowing already? Did they speak to Harbaugh already, basically? Like, there's no tampering when it comes to coaches. So, like, you know, I'm just wondering right now, all right, did – when once Harbaugh got let go, did Stephen Ross, who is the owner of the Miami Dolphins, call Harbaugh and say, will you take this job if I fire McDaniel? And did Harbaugh say yes? And the reason we bring this up is because Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, is close with the Harbaughs. He's a Michigan alum, Stephen Ross, and he's a Michigan, like, booster. He's pretty silent about, like, the NIL stuff, so I don't really know how much impact or involvement he has as far as the NIL is concerned. I think he's more of like bigger than NIL type stuff. Like, he donates a lot of money to Michigan, and he's one of the richest men in the world, right? So the Miami Dolphins are just like one of his things that he owns. His big thing is Hudson Yards in New York. He owns, like, the largest real estate development project in the history of the United States of America. And he owns it. So, like, he's that rich, this guy. And it's pretty wild because when Harbaugh was going to the NFL, when Harbaugh was coming back to the NFL, a lot of people thought, well, this makes perfect sense for Harbaugh to take the Dolphins because he's close with Stephen Ross. And Stephen Ross loved Michigan so much, he told him, I would rather you win a championship for Michigan than coach my Miami Dolphins. And he said, let's see what happens down the road. Like, Ross was that into Michigan winning a championship. He didn't want to take, like, remember when Harbaugh was at Michigan and he was flirting with going to the NFL, and he did. He ended up taking the Charger job, right? He spoke about the Vikings. He spoke with the Vikings. There was a lot of people about the Dolphins, and it turned out Ross didn't want to do it. Ross didn't want to be seen as the one that took Michigan's coach because he loves Michigan so much. So fast forward to here we are right now. And yeah, like Jim Harbaugh isn't John Harbaugh, but they're a Michigan family, like through and through. So you know that there's the connection there. My only thing is, I don't think that John Harbaugh is that great of a coach anymore. I think the NFL has sort of passed him by. I think like 18 years. Like, put it this way. I think Harbaugh, I totally get it. There's like, what, 8 jobs now available in the NFL. So, like, he's going to get one. And there's going to be, like, there's going to be bad coaches that get hired and stuff like this. Like, Stefanski's going to get a job again or whatever. Like, it's just the way it is in the NFL. It's like the, you know, it's a lot like the NHL. You get recycled and whatever in this league. It is what it is. But, you know, Harbaugh going to a bad team, I understand it because it brings them credibility. Like, if you're the New York Giants or something, you're a clown show. So it's like, all right, you know, we got a name brand coach that, you know, people can't laugh at. I understand that. But I don't know, like, is Harbaugh a guy you want, like, building a young team? He's been in the league for like 8. Like, I almost think he needs like a total veteran type of team. And oh yeah, he just had a total veteran team and doesn't win with them. Like, so like, you know, like, I don't like, you know, I'm a big Harbaugh guy. I love the Harbaughs, but I think the difference is with Jim Harbaugh is more energetic than John is, in the sense that Jim, I think the fact that, you know, listen, Jim Harbaugh is like a teenager. John Harbaugh is like a grown man. Like, John Harbaugh, you see him growing and getting older and stuff. Jim Harbaugh is a psycho. Like, the older he gets, the younger he is, kind of. Like, he stays young by hanging around young people. You know what I mean? Like, he competes with young people. Or like Harbaugh, like, will practice with the Chargers. He doesn't just coach them. Like, no, he's like, no, I'm going to throw some passes. Step aside, Herbert. And you know, Jim will start chucking it around and stuff. And he'll tell the defense, hit me. And they're like, dude, you're 66 years old. We're not going to hit you, right? Or whatever. Like, he's like, I can take it. Don't worry. Like, and I think the fact that he coached college just a couple of years ago, he's sort of a little bit more rah-rah. And he's got that, I don't know. It seems to me, and we bring Cam Stewart, it seems to me, John Harbaugh just kind of seems worn out. Jim's not worn out. Jim's gung-ho. Like, Jim's hell-bent on winning an effing Super Bowl. He's 62, for the record, to be exact, Jim Harbaugh. He's never won a Super Bowl before. He won the national championship. He coached in a Super Bowl. He's never won the Super Bowl. If he can get the daily double with the national championship and the Super Bowl, I think he would retire, right? Like, he's hell-bent on this Super Bowl. John's already got a Super Bowl. And John isn't hell-bent on winning a college championship. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have the same sort of drive anymore. I'm not saying this is a criticism. And I'm not saying John Harbaugh can't coach anymore. You know, I'm just stating that. I get it. He's a name guy, and you know, owners like name guys to hire. But, like, put it this way, like, the Atlanta Falcons to me, Cam, is the best job right now. Out of all these jobs that are available, there's some good ones from different reasons and stuff, but the Falcons is a really good one, right? Arthur Blank will spend money on players. You're in a mediocre division. Yeah, you're dealing with the Panthers, the Saints, the Buccaneers. You don't have to deal. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'm moving into the toughest division of football or something like that. So that's why Brady went to Tampa. Like, he saw a good path there. So you're in a good division. You got one of the best players in the NFL in Bijan Robinson. So we'll see what happens with Kyle Pitts. He's probably not going to be back there because he's going to make some money now. Maybe he is, though. Who knows? They got Drake London. They drafted great on defense over the last couple of years. So one thing, like, they messed up the quarterback stuff a bit and the coach wasn't great and couldn't get it over the top, but they actually have a really good roster. So I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't want Harbaugh with this roster. I'm thinking now, like, we can get someone better, like, younger, different, hungrier than Harbaugh, right? Like, I understand the Giants that are a 3 or 4 win team, Cam, saying we need credibility. If I'm the Falcons, you got to get this right. Right. And it's like, you got it. And it's funny because the Arthur Blank wanted Belichick last time. And the Falcon football people told him, no, we got it. We're not going to go with Belichick. It's not a good idea, sir. And they actually won the battle. And then it ended up being Morris, and Morris couldn't get him over the top. So Blank might say, we're doing it my way right now, and I want Harbaugh. But Matt Ryan is going to be running the Atlanta Falcons. Like, Matt Ryan's taking over there. So does Matt Ryan, I think Matt, put it this way. I think Matt Ryan would be smart enough from a quarterback guy perspective to say, yeah, you know what? He's not our guy. Because the whole thing is, Monken would be like a package deal. Harbaugh loves Todd Monken. Monken's an idiot. And if anything, I think Monken got Harbaugh fired, to be honest with you. I think the Baltimore play calling sucks. Derrick Henry could rush for like 180 yards in the first half, and they stopped giving him the football all the time. Like the other night against Pittsburgh, it was comical, and I was on Pittsburgh in a game, but Baltimore was dominating them. And Derrick Henry's doing his thing, and then they get in like a third and four or whatever, and they'd throw the ball. And it wouldn't work. It would be incomplete all the time, and it didn't work. And I'm like, if he just would have handed it off to Henry, he would have got you the first down. But they kept on, like, making it easier for Pittsburgh with the play calling, and that's Monken. And supposedly with Baltimore, they weren't really in a hurry to fire Harbaugh, even though, like, the owner was getting frustrated with him, was basically the owner told him, Monken's got to go, like, point blank. He said, you got to fire Todd Monken. And word is that Harbaugh died on the sword for the offensive coordinator. Basically, not just that, but basically said, he's my guy, and if we're at the point where, you know, you don't tell me how to run a football team. They didn't get into a fight, but it's like a marriage after 18 years, right? I think they just decided, you know, let's just go our separate ways now, right? So, I don't know. We'll find out. Like,
I'll tell you what,
Harbaugh
thing,
wins another. Put it this way. I don't think Harbaugh's winning another Super Bowl.
Yeah, and to your point, we get to watch these things up close, and I think that was an astute comment. He looked beat down. He's not the same Harbaugh I remember on the sidelines. And to your other point, if
it
people
looks
aren't
like
paying,
he could use a year off.
Yes. That's the whole thing, man. Like the NFL, it's a tough game, right? And he was a good coach, but the game has kind of caught up with him. And to your point, what team in the National Football League had more double digit leads or leads and gave away games late? And that's, you're right. That's about Monken and play calling. I remember when this team was beating the Raiders by like 2-3 touchdowns, they come back and lose because they can't score in the second half. That's been an ongoing theme with the Baltimore Ravens. You have Derrick Henry, and all of a sudden you guys are throwing the ball around the lot and other teams are coming back on you. You said it. They've had a lot of teams in chokeholds this year. Look at Gabe. You can go down up and down the list. Buffalo, that game, Pittsburgh. Like, this is the thing about Baltimore. They should have been a way better team than they were, but they just run stupid plays. But I agree with you. I think another good point you bring up, Harbaugh needs to go to a franchise that needs a complete, like, just, you said it, respectability. A guy that, you know, has been in the game a long time, you could look at and say, solid. Is that the Giants? Perhaps. But it's one of those situations where some teams, if you need that guy, been there, done that, that's where Harbaugh is going. I agree with you with Atlanta, too. This is a team on the rise in a weaker division.
Yeah, if I'm Atlanta, I'm going in a different direction.
Big time.
Right? I'm thinking, all right, like, but like I said, Arthur Blank likes the name brand guys. So Harbaugh is going to get hired because of the amount of money he's going to get because there's 8 jobs available. And they're going to have to fill them. But, you know, there really aren't like a ton of great coaching candidates either, to be honest with you. Like, you know, I think, you know, put it this way. Arthur Smith is getting interviewed. Arthur Smith is terrible. He's another one. Like, Stefanski's going to get a job. He sucks. He's going to get a job. You know, people laughed at it, but I don't think he was as bad as people made him out to be. Jason Garrett just interviewed with the Tennessee Titans.
Wow.
Now, does Jason Garrett get the job? Probably not. But Jason Garrett did interview with the Tennessee Titans, and a guy that I think that could get a job, actually, is Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers. He was the head coach of the Jets. Like everybody else, I don't know if it's fair to judge somebody when you're with the Jets. Like, I think he kind of does deserve another shot at this. And like I said, there's going to be so many jobs available, and there's really not that many good people to go around. Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator of the Chargers, he's only 33 years old. He's young. He's going to get an opportunity as well. And he's part of the Harbaugh tree, right? And it's worked out pretty well for McDonald and Seattle, right? So people, coaches, like, we always do that, right? Like the Andy Reid guys get hired, the Sean McVay guys all get hired. We're into the Harbaugh stage now, where McDonald was a Harbaugh guy, both Jim and John. He was the defensive coordinator of both the Baltimore Ravens and the Michigan Wolverines over the last couple of years. And he's doing a great job running a program with Seattle. Minter was the defensive coordinator with the Michigan Wolverines when they won the championship 2 years ago. He's a defensive coordinator doing a great job with the Chargers in the NFL right now. And he was the defensive backs coach for the Baltimore Ravens when he was younger with John. So he's part of the Harbaugh family and that Michigan tree type of deal. And he's sought after. And don't forget, Tom Brady is now going to be running the Raiders. And where did Tom Brady? Michigan guy. Jesse Minter? Michigan guy. Makes a lot of sense that Minter could be the next coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, ironically enough, and be a rival of his boy Harbaugh. But Harbaugh will love it and encourage it. And because he'll love that his guys are getting jobs. And the other one is Flores, the defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings, former coach of the Miami Dolphins. He's a good coach. Thing is, he sued the NFL, right? You sue the NFL and you generally get blackballed by, you know, so you're not blackballed by getting a head coaching. So he's the defensive coordinator. Will someone give him a head coaching job after he sued the Dolphins and his last owner and stuff? It's almost like a radio or TV host. A lot of people in this media always, oh, I'm going to sue the network. Yeah, all right, sue the network. You might win.
You'll never work again.
So you better win a lot of money in your lawsuit.
Yes.
Because the next network will say, we don't want to get sued. Right? Mm-hmm. So Flores sued people. He got a job still in the NFL as a defensive coordinator. But if there's one team that won't care about that, it's the Raiders. The Davis family have always been the NFL's nemesis and stuff. So that might be a fit there as well. And he is a really good coach, but if I, as a betting man, you can bet on all this stuff. I would say Minter is going to be the coach of the Raiders. That's my call. All right, let's get to the NFL playoffs, and we'll bring Big Card Julio in, who is a Bears fan. He can't tell people that now where he lives, but he is a Bears fan. And the Bears take on the Green Bay Packers Saturday night, big time game. Julio, the Bears are back in the playoffs, and of all the teams that they get, it's their arch rival, Green Bay Packers. You know, it writes itself. You can't top this. And as far as weather is concerned on Saturday, once again, it kind of writes itself. It's expected to snow on Saturday night in Chicago, Julio.
Gabe, Cam, happy new year to you, gentlemen. Always appreciative of being on. As a Bears fan, I feel like Johnny, who was played by Randy Quaid in Major League 1 and 2. Yeah, it's great, but the Bears are going to fuck it up somehow. They're going to find a way to lose this game. That's sort of been my feeling the last couple of years, especially this season. But it's fascinating living in southern Wisconsin. I'm hearing both sides of the spectrum. Packers fans who feel the season ended when Micah Parsons tore his ACL in Denver, and they feel this is the end of the line against the Bears on Sunday. And then I see the flip side where Bears fans are thinking Caleb Williams is going to throw a game-winning interception. So it's both fan bases reluctant coming into this game, but it's fitting for the NFL to have their two biggest rivals on a Saturday night with snow conditions just outside the lake.
It should be noted that this game is on Amazon as well. So,
which a lot of people are quite upset about here. You've got the Chicago market, which is huge. So no real issues there. But in Wisconsin, it's a big headache because it's in Green Bay and then Milwaukee. But that shuts out the second largest market, which is the Madison market. It shuts out Wausau, Wisconsin, which is an hour from Green Bay. So a lot of people aren't happy. I've joked on my radio.
A lot of people are going to have to sign up for Apple or Amazon.
Exactly. Yeah. More accounts.
I joked earlier this week that, all right, everyone, you have a week. Call the smartest member of your family who knows how to install things on your TV, who knows anything about computers. You've got a week. There's no excuse come Saturday night.
We're very lucky, Julio. Gabe will tell you, like, we have the main network, like, who does the game, like CTV and TSN. They pick up all those games. Like, we don't have to worry about stuff like that, right, Gabe? But it's just one of those situations for the NFL. It's like, okay, it's on. So I guess we're lucky we don't have to deal with things like that other people have to deal with.
Not as much. It's still starting to appear. Mm-hmm. TSN has the rights in Canada for the NFL, but NHL now, you need Amazon to see all the games. Like, they're starting to pop more and more stuff. It's the future, and TSN actually will not be able to – they're not going to be able to stave off this for much longer. Like, the rights – you know, Netflix are the new ones now. Netflix are the new sort of bullies on the block that are – they can just sort of – they could take over if they want. And they're starting to a little bit, right? Like, step by step – they're starting to bid on more and more sports. There's talk now, what about Major League Baseball? And they've got the WWE. They're doing the boxing. They're bigger than the networks are. Like, by a massive amount. Like, Netflix has over 300, like, they got like 330 million. They have 330 million subscribers, like, globally. So, like, think about the money that's coming in and the amount of, like, the content. They understand they're global. So, you know, they're going to get into soccer soon, right? Like, just step by step, like, Netflix is going to take sports over. And, you know, we're already at the point now where, you know, the question is, when will the Super Bowl be on Amazon or Apple or something like that? Which, probably not that far off, to be honest. But what's
your... I was reading the Chicago Sun-Times, I think it was earlier this week, one of the reasons they gave Amazon this game, Bears-Packers, one, throw them a bone, but two, the NFL is, it wouldn't surprise me if Amazon got the next big deal down the road, whatever that may be. The NFL is really impressed with Amazon Prime, their production. I mean, their Thursday night games, working one of them already this year. It's double or triple the production value of a normal primetime NFL game. And though a primetime NFL game on NBC, Fox, or CBS is pretty big, 4 or 5 production trucks. But when Amazon comes to town, it's 8 trucks, double the production crew, double the cameras, high definition 4K fiber, whatever. They throw anything and everything at the product in the NFL.
And you can tell, Julio, you can see it with their NBA. It's funny you bring that up, and you work that side, so you see the production trucks and you see the money. You and I talked about that before. Like, they spare no expense. And you watch their NBA coverage, and their cameras look better, even, like you said. It's like whoa, like, these guys are using like IMAX or something, like, you know, man, like, and you can feel the difference. NBC too. NBC for like NBC's cameras, and so much so that Adam Silver said that I wish the other networks could do as good. And you're right too, because the networks wanted Chicago Green Bay. It's a big time market game. Chicago, hell, they've been putting Chicago on national television for years when they sucked. So now they're good. Yes. They definitely want them on TV. And I saw the same things, Julio, about Fox. Fox wanted, you know, Fox was totally down with, like, yeah, we'll make it the Sunday afternoon 4 o'clock slot there, 4:30, whatever, in the playoffs is a big one, right? So they were going to put it there, but Julio's right. The NFL kind of boxed them out and told everybody, no, we gave, it's too late. We're putting the Bears game on Saturday night on Amazon, which, and people were like, all right. So then they went with the Philadelphia, San Francisco. It's a big market, like you said. They like Amazon. Amazon's doing a good job, and they want to throw a bone to Amazon to get more people to sign up, and people will, right? That's the future, guys. You can't avoid it.
And eventually, you're going to see the Super Bowl like it was in the first few years of the Super Bowl, with dual production. So you're going to have the broadcast exclusive rights.
Yeah, we could get there.
The NFL sells the exclusive digital rights. Amazon, in my eyes, would be
they could sell the network rights, network television, online streaming rights, and they could have different broadcasts too, right? Sort of different languages. There's a lot of ways they're gonna approach it. Then the question is, why do they have a Super Bowl in London?
Yeah,
that'll really upset people, but they eventually will. All right, Julio, what's your pick for the Bears and the Packers? You're right, though. I think Packer fans, for the most part, are done. Right? And I understand. Like, they've had so many freaking injuries this year. It's hard for them to get their hopes up. They're not dumb Packer fans, right? So they're pretty they're a smart football IQ. They kind of know they're screwed. Right? Like, so, like, Packer fan kind of knows they're screwed due to the injuries. Bear fan, I think, like you said, Julio, I think, like, you're a Bear fan, but I think there's the gung-ho Bear fan that think, screw the Packers, Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson rock. And I think there's the older Bear fans that are like, let's just hope that we don't screw this up somehow, right? There's like cautious optimism. So you got two fan bases, both very nervous going into this football game. I like the Bears in the game personally. Do I love them? No, the game's a toss up, but I'm taking the Bears. What's your pick, Julio?
Yeah, I agree with you, Gabe. At the beginning of the week, just looking at the numbers, I'd like the Packers, considering they were a short dog. It's now flipped with a lot of the increases coming in at multiple shops across the country and the globe. Right now, I'm seeing Bears plus 105. So I'm leaning to Bears money line as a slight dog at home, hoping for another second half comeback. You can't really lean on those in the postseason, but I think the Bears just have enough to squeak by. But I'm also going to take, I've got to shop around for the best price, Caleb Williams to throw an interception, because I do think he does make a mistake in this game.
What's your pick, Cam, for the Bears and the Packers?
I guess I'm going to be the odd man out here. I like the Packers. I think this is, I think Jacobs, they can establish things on the ground, Gabe. And one thing is, I know the injuries are there, but this is a chance for the Packers to fight back. Let's remember one thing. They were beating Chicago in that game. They gave up, you know, that crazy onside kick. And I got to give Caleb Williams all the credit in the world, that crazy throw that he made when the Bears won. But I think Green Bay can play with them. I think it's going to be a tight game, as usual, divisional game. I like the Packers by around a field goal. I think Green Bay gets it done in a real dogfight.
All right. I talked about this online a little bit. I brought it up briefly on TV, but I really didn't get to it very much. And I'm not, whatever. I'm not, and I actually don't even use AI. Like, everyone's an AI this and AI that and stuff like that. But I'm not a big AI chat GPT and all this type of stuff person. But it is getting smarter, and it is out there. And sportsbooks are using it. Like, people do use it. Bettors are using it, et cetera. And Microsoft Copilot. Microsoft Copilot is a very popular one. And USA Today fed Microsoft Copilot a bunch of NFL prompts and questions about the playoffs. And so Microsoft Copilot predicted every NFL playoff game all the way through to the Super Bowl. For the record, the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers, according to Microsoft Copilot, 24-20. 24-20, Chicago Bears. They've got the Eagles beating the 49ers, 23-20. They've got the Rams beating the Panthers, 27-17. As far as the AFC is concerned, they've got the Patriots winning 23-21 over the Chargers. The Buffalo Bills beating the Jaguars, smart computer, 26-23.
I like AI.
And The Houston Texans 2016 over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You ever notice something with these predictions, Gabe? They're just like everyone else's model, right on the number.
Yeah, there's a lot of
right on the number.
Close. Yeah. The computer is sort of seeing it. Yeah.
Three. Like, come on. Like, so other than like, so the Bears one, which is one, that one's probably the biggest discrepancy, right? They like Bears by four. But I find it interesting when you're watching all these shows and they use these generated, oh, my database tells me this. It's always literally 1 point off the number. Like, what? There's no blowouts? There's no team that absolutely destroys people? Well, that's why I laugh.
Yeah, people live and die by numbers, and you take the human element out of it where blowouts happen.
Yeah.
The divisional round. All right, divisional round predictions. Buffalo Bills 24, Denver Broncos 21.
Ooh, there it is.
New England Patriots 23, Houston Texans 20. Seattle Seahawks 27, LA Rams 20.
Yes.
Philadelphia Eagles 26, Chicago Bears 23.
Oh boy. It's happening.
Conference championship round. Buffalo Bills against the New England Patriots. Microsoft co-pilot believes that Josh Allen is the difference. And the Buffalo Bills beat the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl. Bills 27, Patriots 23. And this is, you're going to like this, Cam.
Oh my
Microsoft God. Co-pilot has the Seattle Seahawks beating the Philadelphia Eagles 24-20 in the NFC Conference Championship game.
Oh, my God.
Going to the Super Bowl to play the Buffalo Bills.
I don't even know what to say. That was like my – remember I threw it out there a few weeks ago.
Microsoft co-pilot, it has like sort of quotes like about it. Microsoft co-pilot believes Seattle's defense will be able to slow down Allen by disguising coverages and forcing Josh Allen into hero ball. Microsoft co-pilot likes Seattle's balance and thinks the Seahawks running game will help the team's offense stay in favorable down and distance situations throughout the playoffs. Oh, boy. Microsoft co-pilot predicts Sam Darnold as the MVP of the Super Bowl.
I don't know about this robot.
Wow. So he's got issues. Buffalo, Seattle, Super Bowl. You win the Super Bowl against my Buffalo Bills.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. The more I think about Buffalo and Seattle in the Super Bowl,
I think we beat you. I'm not just saying.
I feel horrible about it because the thing is, it's like I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl. Defense, I just don't want it to be against Seattle.
How you keep up with us? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I thought about this.
Who would you take in a pick 'em in the Super Bowl, Buffalo or Seattle? Seattle's defense is awesome.
It is.
But is Sam Darnold really beating Josh Allen?
Sam Darnold, MVP. That was the best.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
That was the best. I don't know. I got to tell you, Gabe, I actually had that. Remember we did the shows weeks ago? I'm like, what about Buffalo meeting Seattle in the Super Bowl? I'm like, it's actually heartbreaking. Like I talked to Lisa about it. I'm like, everybody like you and like, I know so many people that love the Bills. Like I like so many people that love the Bills. Like it's crazy. And then it'd be against Seattle. Like that would be a insane Super Bowl, man. Like I'd cheer for Seattle, but imagine the Bills lost another Super Bowl. I wouldn't feel as happy about it. I can tell you that. Wouldn't make me gleeful.
Did we lose Julio?
Yeah, I think we did.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. You're there. Sorry.
Well, I asked you, who would you take? I don't know
who you take. Cut out.
Oh, I thought that was the Cam.
Julio, the brain.
I will go with Buffalo in that scenario, and I'm just looking at. I was looking at the numbers. Sam Darnold plus 650. He's the second favorite to be Super Bowl MVP. Wow. Josh Allen 12-1. So if we're going by,
I'm telling you right now. See, I get it. I cannot believe this. So we're living in a world that Sam Darnold is only a plus 650 favorite to be the Super Bowl MVP before the playoffs start. This is like these must be end times. Like what the hell? Because I'm telling you now, Seattle could win the Super Bowl without Sam Darnold being the MVP.
Exactly.
Like Walker could run for like 148 yards or something, or Charbonnet could have three touchdowns. I wouldn't bet Sam Darnold winning MVP. For the record, the Buffalo Bills to beat the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl is 30-1. The Seattle Seahawks to beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl is 25-1. Hmm. Interesting, isn't it, that the Seahawks are shorter favorites to win the Super Bowl and the Bills, but if they played each other, right, the Seahawks, so 25-1, 30-1, you get the difference of, you know, you get the difference of the 3,000 to 2,500. Not a bad price. not a bad price. And I brought this up too, even though you could parlay this stuff, so you could do it anywhere, but Bet Online, the odds were a little bit better, but Bet Online has a cool one where you pick the national champion of football and the Super Bowl winner parlay together.
Oh.
Yeah. So for the record, Buffalo, Indiana, Buffalo Bills, Indiana is 20-1.
I like that. What's Seattle, like that. Indiana?
I didn't check Seattle, Indiana.
That's the best.
No, you know what?
I didn't check it.
Yeah, sorry. It'll be shorter though, right? Like, yeah, I don't know. It'll be like 12-1 or 10-1.
I'll do Bills, Indiana, Seattle, Indiana, because I got Indiana. That's so funny.
No, you know what? I actually do remember. I'm kidding. I didn't check it, but I do remember it from, because I talked about this last night, and it was at the top. Like, they're both kind of favorites. Like, you know what
crazy.
I mean? So, like I said, I think it's because I told Wetzel about this, and I said, yeah, I said, you can match it, Bet Online. They have like a champion prop crossover. Here it is. NFL futures crossover sport parlay. Here it is. Cross sport parlay. All right, here it is, Cam. Yeah, I was right. 10-1. +945.
I need more.
Yeah, the thing is,
yeah, though, I need more.
No,
the thing is, though, Bet Online is paying more than, like, let's look at the parlay here. That was what we were comparing it to. Okay, so Indiana here. I'm doing this at Bet365 now. Indiana to win the championship and the Super Bowl, Seattle Seahawks. All right, it's the same price, +968.
Sorry, I'm going to have
to. So you could parlay that right now if you want it, Cam. Like, you can bet the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl and Indiana. The Seahawks are +375 to win the Super Bowl right now. They're the favorites.
I'm a Seahawks fan. What are people thinking? What are they doing? Like, this is the thing. Like, Philadelphia is a proven commodity. Good, like, come on, people. Like, yeah, like, I love Seattle, but they should be 6 or 7. There's no.
Guys, we saw it against Phillip Rivers and the Colts, Julio and Cam. They couldn't score a touchdown. Like, yeah, they won that last game against the Rams or whatever. It was they scored 13 points. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't score. Like, they move the ball. They struggle in the red zone. That's the Seahawks' problem. They move the ball. They settle for too many field goals. I'm not a Darnold hater, so I'm not automatically saying, oh, Darnold's going to choke or anything like that. But to have him as this overwhelming favorite is, like, a little crazy to me.
It is crazy. It's like, yeah. The Seahawks are a great team, and I get it. They have a bye in one less game. But you know what I mean? They've been good on the road. They're playing at home. There's a lot of teams. Like, Philadelphia could play with Seattle. Hell, like, San Francisco's banged up. That game was pretty close. Like, I'm just going up and down the list. Look at the Rams. Seattle to come
That's
back
my
in miraculous
pick.
Fashion. Like,
Philadelphia to beat Seattle in the NFC Conference Championship.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If the Bills are playing the freaking Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl, I'm Buffalo Bill, baby.
Ugh, I don't want to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl. They just beat us. We can't stop Saquon Barkley. It's a bad whatever. Everyone's a bad matchup.
Bad matchup.
I'm not getting excited for the Bills making the Super Bowl, guys. I'm telling you right now. Like, I have no. I expect to lose. I'll be honest. I expect to lose to the Jags. I'm going to bet on the Bills. I hope for the best. I expect the worst. One of those. You know what I mean? I have no. The Bills haven't won a road playoff game since 1992.
Crazy.
Josh Allen has never won a road playoff game in his life, so now he's got to win 3 in a row to get to the Super Bowl. The only thing is, if we do get past the Jags, maybe things can start to fall into place for us, right? We probably play Denver next. I think we could beat Denver. Wouldn't be easy, but I think we could beat Denver, actually. And then if they get to the conference championship game, they could beat the Patriots. Or, like, the question is, do the Chargers beat the Patriots? If the Chargers are the 7 seed, guys, if the Chargers beat the Patriots, it really throws the bracket for a loop. And then suddenly the Chargers are the ones that are going to Denver and the Bills would get the Patriots. What's your pick, Julio, for the Charger game against the Patriots?
I'm going to LA Chargers. I think they'll be able to control the time of possession in that ball game. I think you could see a lot of 8-12 play seven minutes and greater type of scoring drives for Los Angeles. I like the number two, +160. I think the Chargers win outright in New England against the Patriots.
You have any other best bets, Julio?
I do, gentlemen. I do like the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to shop around, see if we can get the Bills at a better money line price. I like the Carolina Panthers plus 10.5 ever since I saw them in person earlier in the season in Green Bay. Very impressed with their offensive line and running game. And you're giving me the home team in the playoffs, 10.5 points. Definitely willing to take it. You guys mentioned this earlier with Indiana. I do like the Hoosiers in the Peach Bowl against Oregon, minus 3.5. And then soccer this weekend, gentlemen. A lot of tired legs, so I'm looking at plenty of unders this weekend, especially the Inter Milan Napoli match this weekend on the 11th, going under 2.5 goals, minus 130, gentlemen.
Big card, Julio. Great stuff, Julio. Good to catch up with you. We got the Olympics around the corner. You like obscure sports, Julio, so it's almost time. It is time, actually. It's less than a month away now. The Olympics, February 6th, we can get into all the unique, weird, different props and stuff for the different Olympic events. Yeah,
fun.
Skeleton race.
Luge.
Yeah, you know what? Bet some cross-country skiing on the Norwegians.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. Norway crushes cross-country skiing sports, and Norwegians, deadly with a gun.
Yeah, and there's one, too. I got to go back. Remember the last Olympics, I crushed the dude. He's back again. Is a South Korean guy where they do the they ski and then they stop and they shoot and stuff
I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This guy never misses, Cam. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, he never misses.
They did a documentary on it, Gabe, like your heart racing and stuff, and the guy like doesn't even move, like not even like a millimeter. Like, you have to be so damn like perfect your body, like you have to say, it's almost like lowering your heartbeat to a point of almost death because you're doing all that stuff. Then you have to stop in those conditions and be perfect on targets.
Yeah, it's winter too. Awesome. Winter, you got the cold, the wind, and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
And they don't stop for it either. It's like, it's windy, tough crap.
It's actually a beautiful sport. Yeah, it is the heart. Think about it: endurance, skill, resting heart rate. Like, it has everything in there, man. That sport's crazy.
The odds.
I'm seeing gentlemen. Norway's the favorite to capture the most medals in these games, minus 160, with Canada plus 750 to capture the most gold, and Team USA at 6-1.
Yeah,
we won't win the most.
It's hard to get in front of the Norwegians. They rack this stuff up, right? Let's see, future markets, ice hockey Olympics, biathlon, global specials, all right, outright markets. Yeah, as you're talking about. Yeah, Norway minus, bet 365, most gold medals. Norway minus 154. Okay. Germany plus 450.
Germany's good.
USA plus 550. Canada plus 600. Canada's not going to get the most gold medals. No. Canada's good at the Winter Olympics, but they're not.
Gabe, that's the trick that you mentioned. All those sports, whatever, that's where Norway goes gold, silver, bronze. Bronze, you know what I mean? That's what they catch up. They have those few events where they just clean house and you're just sitting there going, oh, that's what they do.
Yeah, everything on snow.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's snow.
Everything on snow. They're good. They're also good, like Norwegians. They're good at the ski. So they rack up all that
long distance speed skating, too. They crush.
Yeah, speed skating, they roll.
Netherlands is good at that, too.
Holland is good
at that. Yep, you're damn right they are.
The thing with USA is, though, you got so many people. So.
Yeah.
Right, you sort of, but yeah, I can't wait for this.
Don't you love the winter? Like, I love the Winter Olympics way more than the Summer Olympics. Winter Olympics rock. Like, I love the
sports. I used to, Cam, as well. Like, you know what? I realized
that's me.
It's funny because I used to be like, the Summer Olympics, yeah, whatever, it's okay. And I was like, nah, I like the Winter Olympics. I think the Winter Olympics on TV is cooler.
Hmm.
Like, it, you know, the bobsled is cool.
Yes.
You get the, you know, the crazy, like the ski jump or these guys, the crazy type stuff, like the luge, man. You know what I mean? You're like, oh my God, this guy's going like 220 miles an hour, like on his back here.
Like, crazy.
Like, that type of stuff is badass. But as a betting person, I sort of realized as I was capping these Olympics, there's not as many events. Like the summer, there's more betting opportunities. The track and field, the basketball, the this, the that. Like, you know what I mean, Julio?
Judo, wrestling,
there's boxing. Rounds. Like, what can you bet on in this? Like, on also, we're betting on the hockey.
You're right. It's visually stunning.
And the thing is, like, So I guess the best way of putting it, Cam, is like the summer events, I kind of had not locks, but you could really bet on it. Winter, you really can't. What the hell am I going to do, Cam? I'm going to bet on who's going to win the downhill skiing? I don't know. Someone from Austria.
I don't know, Gabe. Like, you dug deep on some of these other sports here. I think you could find a way. You're betting
on something too, bro. One crash and you're out. I'd rather bet on a track and field event where they're running around the track.
That's a good point.
You bet on a lot of speed. Yeah, they hit a tree and they're done.
Yeah, you hit a couple. You lean too far into a flag and you lose an edge. You're done.
It's fun though.
Yeah,
and also to be honest with you, the sports books, they don't have as many options for the Winter Olympics. Like summer, like every sport, cycling, blah 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 blah. Like, there's a lot of winter sports that they don't really bet on very often to begin with. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Like, so there's not like, I'm
you're right though,
right,
but
now,
visually, Gabe, visually winter crushes like the speed
of
the snow.
Watch, yeah, like all that types of stuff. Like,
I love it.
Like here, I'm looking here. Winter sports. Winter sports. Alpine skiing.
Yeah, it's tough.
All right. They don't have the Olympics up yet for alpine skiing. Biathlon. All right, they have so biathlon. All right, who's your pick, Cam? Who do you got?
Somebody from Norway.
Winter Olympics biathlon, 10 km sprint. All right, not winning margin. I want the. Let's see, they got winning margin. No, they're even.
What's the Asian? You said that. What is the specialty? Is it the 10K sprint with the guy, like the biathlon? Which one is it? Because there's so many different versions.
I don't know. I don't even know the whole thing. I don't know. What does Oberhof mean? So there's all kinds of different ones. So
Mr. Oberhof, what? Oberhof.
I don't know. The favorites plus. All right, so it's not bad odds. The favorites plus 225. The second guy is plus 350. Seems like we got an Italian, a Frenchman, Samuelson, I don't know, Swedish, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds either Swedish or Finnish.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll dig in. We got a bunch of events coming up. And speaking of which, actually, the hockey, men's ice hockey, there was so much bitching, and I told everybody, it's all for naught, man. Everyone's crying for nothing about, it's not going to be ready. It's not going to be ready on time. They posted a picture today. It's ready. Whatever. Like, there's so long story short, I guess they're like the concessions, like in the hallways of the arena, it's not going to be complete. But the actual ice is done and whatever, the stands are there. And so everybody freaked out for nothing. Everything's going to be fine. When it was all said, it's funny though, like I said at the time, the NHL media were freaking out about this Italian stuff. Yeah, they don't have anything to say about them building a rink in 3 days in a baseball stadium in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's not gonna be ready. It's
like, I like your tweet too. Or playing on slush as the sun melts the ice.
Yeah, we played in the sun and slush in Lake Tahoe. Like, they're all about safety. Like,
come on, guys.
I find Matthew Tkachuk to be annoying, but I actually like him. Yeah, I like his toughness, in which I like what he said. He said, "I don't care about 3 feet," and he goes, "I don't care about the ice." He goes, "I want to play even if it's unsafe." That's what he said.
I like that.
Nobody cares about all this stuff besides the media that get paid to talk about it. All right. Mississippi and Miami tonight. It's come down to 3 at some spots. There's still some 3.5s. It's popping around. I think it'll probably be consensus 3 by kickoff. Total 52.5. This game is as tough as it gets. Which team can carry on the emotion, right? Both teams been playing on adrenaline and emotion, and you wonder if Mississippi's bubble burst playing in this post-Lane Kiffin stuff. And Kiffin, like, is getting real petty now. Like, he pulled 2 of their coaches last night. Like, now he's trying to screw them over because this is what he does. So, but the kids on Ole Miss seem to be on a freaking mission right now. Can Miami match their intensity that they played with against Ohio State? There's so many question marks to this football game. I hate abandoning ship after riding Miami in the first 2 games, but I'm going to be pulling the trigger with Ole Miss in this game. I do think there'll be points scored. Miami are going to score an Ole Miss. Ole Miss almost are better off at a track meet, right? Like, Miami is thinking, let's run the ball with Fletcher. And it's crazy, guys, because I gave you Fletcher over rushing yards against Texas A&M. It was like 44.5 or 48.5. And then last week I gave it to you again. I said, hey, he ran for 172. I said, yeah, I gave it to you again. It was like 54.5 last week against Ohio State. He went way over again. Oddsmakers today, they ain't playing around. 94.5.
Ooh.
Right? Kawan Lacy is 78.5. I'm going to throw a curveball here at everybody. Trinidad Chambliss is a stud, and everyone's thinking about Ole Miss's passing attack and stuff like that. Good football teams in championship games attack the other team's strengths. They don't run from them. I think that Ole Miss is going to, like, surprise Miami, and they're going to say, you know what? You guys think that we're like this SEC team that's kind of fast, but we're not as tough as you. I think Ole Miss are going to send a message early in this game by running the rock with Kawan Lacy that, you know what? We are as tough as you, and try stopping our running back. Because they know we can drop back and we can go into Trinidad Chambliss scramble mode at any time. I think they're going to try to establish a run. Give me Kawan Lacy over 78.5 rush yards tonight. And give me Kawan Lacy to get in the end zone, but he's minus 225 to score a touchdown. But he is going to get into the end zone. So there's the my hottie-totty hot take. What's that about, Julio? I don't know. It's not a hottie-totty. I'm not a fan.
I have no idea. That's just the people in the South with their weird hottie-totty traditions.
Hottie-totty. Isn't that just heat up whiskey?
I think a hottie-totty was like the WWE wrestler that did the snake or something on the ground. Yeah. Hey, hottie-totty. Hey,
Hottie-totty, it's an alcoholic drink, I think, that you just heat up. And then you get wild. That's what I know, but anyway.
Ole Miss is the yuppie school. It was one of the yuppie SEC schools. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. They're the kings of the bowl haircut.
Yep. These guys love khakis, bowl cuts. Yeah, the worst.
Yeah, the beige khakis, the old fish shirt.
And bow tie.
But parted, though. It's parted to one side.
Yeah, exactly. Great lids. Ole Miss hair, the best.
If I lived in Mississippi, we've been there. I'm a Mississippi State fan. I'm not a Rebel fan. I'm not one of those.
No, we're Bulldogs. We're not Rebels. We're Bulldogs, Arn.
It's funny. Yeah. I worked the Jacksonville State games. I worked two seasons ago. One of the camera guys I befriended, he's like, "Oh man, I can't wait. We get this check, man. I'm going to Philadelphia, Mississippi, baby. I'm gonna take my wife. We're gonna go gambling at the gaming house. Oh baby." And I'm like, "What's going on in Philadelphia?" He's like, "Gambling, man. It's the Gambling Center in Mississippi." So that's where I was going to hang out. If I'm going to Mississippi, I'm hanging out in Philadelphia, Mississippi with all the gamblers.
That's wild. That was Biloxi, but Philadelphia. Interesting.
People in Mississippi are nice. They were very nice.
They're good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very friendly. That whole South thing, people think different things about the South. Like, you know what I mean? I think it's more politicians than people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying everybody, like, you know, but they are super friendly. Like, there's no that whole other Southern hospitality. Like, people are very friendly in the South. Very nice. New Orleans, I guess, is the South, but it's kind of its own sort of entity. But people in Louisiana are very friendly. Like, very, very chill. But one thing I realized about New, like, I was like, "Oh, it's very cool." But they had, like, tanks and, like, state troopers on every corner and stuff. Like, you could tell, like, how dangerous it really is, like, if that wasn't the case. Like, you know, I mean, I've been to a lot of I don't fear easy either, guys. Like, I'm used to inner cities and I like it and stuff, right? Like, I'm the first guy that always goes, "Oh, that's the worst part of town." Like, I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go there because yeah, that's where you find the fun." Right? Like, so but New Orleans, I was walking around, I was like, like, because you got the casino and stuff. You would love the casino, Cam. They got a beautiful new casino, Caesars. And they just built it, right? You got the sports book and stuff, and it's right like new. It's really like right on the Canal Street. It's right off of Canal Street. It's like, so it's really, really cool and nice. But if you walk like a block and a half and stuff, and you want money, I imagine you're not going home with your money.
No, you're definitely like a good
it's one of those
scenarios.
Like, I don't know. Right, you won. It's fun inside. How do I get out of here now? It's like one of those, like, how do I look, man? You saw the poor guy from Kansas City got murdered. He got killed. Horrible. He got set up.
What a horrible story that was.
Horrible. Just like Vegas. It's the same. It was like Vegas, except worse. I was in that casino. And I've seen it all, guys. I was like, "Oh my God, this is next level." Like, I literally like did not take my hand off the top, like my drink type thing. Like, I held my drink in my hand. my bag cam. Like, I literally had a heavy backpack on. I didn't take it off once.
No, strap it on.
Yeah, yep. I was sitting at the bar at the sports book with the backpack on because I didn't trust it on the ground. Like, I know myself. I was like, you're going to have a couple of drinks, bro. You're going to look the other way. You're going to forget. It's going to get stolen. Like, oh, yeah. Like, I had my head on a swivel in New Orleans.
For sure.
New Orleans and Miami. That's another one. Head on a swivel. Ooh. And Las Vegas and L.A. I guess you could say the same thing everywhere. Except Julio's hometown is Chicago, safest town in America.
I was just there. I was there last week for Chicago, for a concert,
safest town in America.
Nah, it's not as bad as people say.
So it's not as bad.
Certain parts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's the whole thing. Like, people always like, same thing. Like, we'll wrap it up, guys. Same thing as like with Vancouver. Like, he's some jackass guy. I don't know who he is. Whatever. Some jackass running for premier or mayor or whatever. Like, I'm going to clean up. I've had enough of like this and like, they always show the same thing, guys. They show two blocks of Hastings Street of a bunch of junkies. It's like, you know, there's like, you know, 8 trillion square miles here. Like, yes, two blocks suck. Yes. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? But like, oh, like the same thing. Like, it drives me crazy. San Francisco, the same thing. Like, people like on the news, they'll show you like, oh, like this homeless tent. They're not everywhere. You know what I mean? Yes, there are homeless people under highways, and yes, there are homeless people in alleys, but it's not like they're on every – it's same thing in Vancouver here. Like, people just like – if you want to exaggerate, it's easy to exaggerate, but it's a cold world. We're just living in it. So I'll post all my picks for tonight's football game before the game, but I'm on Ole Miss. I don't like teasing stuff in college, but I think this is actually a tease.
I agree.
If you like the over, you get Ole Miss to plus 10, over 45.5. I like Kawan Lacy to score a touchdown. I like Kawan Lacy over 78.5 rushing yards. And as far as Miami is concerned, I think Fletcher's going to score a touchdown. And Fletcher is going to go. I hate the number at 94.5, but if there's one Ole Miss have a weakness, you can run on them. You can run the ball on them. They're not good against the run. So Miami, this is going to be Miami's game plan. Run the ball, and do quick hits with Carson Beck. And I think Ole Miss are going to try to reverse psych them and say, oh, yeah? No. We're going to run the ball on you with Lacy, and we're just going to throw the ball with Chambliss as well. So it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out tonight. Enjoy the game, guys. We'll see you on the grid at 7:30 Eastern time. We'll be on tonight for this game and then Friday night for the Oregon-Indiana game, but we will not be on for the NFL games this weekend. Other than that, you are on your own. Later.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.